Chile and the Champ
with Goo Hefner.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. Man, to be exact, I think it's podcast number 33.
Hello.
We making it. You know, we got to start it out right with the one and only People's Champ beer. Hold on, let me pop this mug open. Yeah, that's a little bit of the good Lord. The remedy, right? That grandma's old remedy. So, man, how y'all been, man? Paul, how was your weekend, man?
Man, it was a great weekend. Was out there at Texas A&M. We doing our, you know, college tour at the moment. We was out there at Texas A&M having fun out there doing a big performing, all that. Yep, already.
That sound like fun, man. College, hey, I got to say, man, college towns are fun, man. I mean, look at you. You're doing the SEC tour now. You were at LSU. Yeah. Now you were at A&M.
Yeah, we going to Alabama and Auburn coming up. We're going to U of H tonight. So what's up? Even though that ain't SEC, we keeping it H town. One thing though, going to U of H, University of Houston. One thing, being it is a big city, we take for granted like the whole college life.
Oh yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you go to these college towns where the whole economy and the whole city or whatever is just based revolved around the school, it's a completely different lifestyle, man. A different type of everything, man. A different energy. Just everything's different.
Man, let's get back to this. You said you were going to Alabama?
Yeah.
Are you going to go try the Alabama Hot Pocket?
No. No.
When y'all going to Alabama?
You said you're going to Alabama, doing a show in Alabama.
Yeah,
we
got a show coming up right now.
Alabama Hot Pocket.
Oh, you talking about the concert? Oh,
yeah. Man.
My bad.
Welcome to the show, Goo. Welcome to the show, man.
We got Lubbock coming up, Texas Tech. That'll be next year in January, I believe.
Amarillo this week.
Amarillo by morning. That's where. That's the king, George Strait, man.
Oh, man, that's real low by morning. I remember the tune.
Yeah, he said, "Lost my saddle in Houston." Said something like that. I know a little bit of country music, you know. So, man, you know what? Hey, a lot of things has been happening, man. The crazy things, you know, obviously, last podcast we talked a lot about the elections. Because everybody was voting, you know, and everything.
But I wasn't done talking about LSU.
Oh, okay. Go ahead there, dude.
Man, I went there the following week.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
That school is great, bro. That school is beautiful, man.
Did you see the tiger?
Yes. I got a picture of the tiger.
Did you?
Yes, bro. That's a big-ass tiger. Did you see the tiger when you went?
Wait,
on campus.
A real tiger?
Mike.
LSU
Tigers. Let me show you. Mike
that's
the tiger.
Know. Yeah.
It's oh, Mike, man.
The tiger. They keep it in campus and everything.
Damn, yeah. No stuff.
Bro,
I did not know that.
Bro, listen.
See, if you went with Big Daddy Bregman, I bet you probably could have gotten in the cage and fed the damn.
Nah, I don't think
I'm
kind of
slow. I'd end up being lunch for that. I'd have been lunch for that tiger.
Damn, did I delete my damn tiger?
He said, what happened to Paul? I don't know, man. He was trying
he's
to be like
the Tigers.
He was trying to be like Hangover where they were playing with Mike Tyson's tiger, but he did it at LSU.
Yeah, that tiger, man, is
wow.
Tiger, he's on literally on campus.
Yeah,
they have him protected.
Everything
they got, man, they got.
I think he's better protected than his damn coach.
Well, they
said
back in the day that they didn't have the top covered, so people from other schools would throw stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Disrespectful.
But they put on there, yeah. So the tiger's name is Mike, and he's very well taken care of. He's probably taken care of better than the students.
Man, I bet you,
their bookstore. Looks like the damn mall. Bro, like King's Flea
Which
Market.
Which mall?
Not a mall, but it looks like King's Flea Market. Like their bookstore, though.
Oh, okay.
Bro, they sell apparel and all this stuff in there. Man,
you know what I tripped out, though, when I was there? They got, you know, a lot of the LSU legends who went there. Like, they got Shaq jerseys on sale.
Damn.
And I'm like, man, is this, like, he got to be getting paid off of that. If not, if he ain't getting paid off of that.
I'm not going to lie. I was actually looking for the Bregman baseball jersey or anybody else that went to
LSU.
Did
they have it?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
I don't have any Bregman jersey. The only one that, like he's saying, is just... you went inside the store, too?
Nah, but I just seen a lot on campus, and then I seen them. They had, like, the little pop-up tents where they were selling. I've seen the stuff.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you saw what I had posted.
Yeah, I did see
jersey.
That.
I looked for my jersey, and I didn't see it.
They didn't have your jersey?
Oh,
man.
I was fucking kickball star for 3 years.
At LSU?
He was All-American kickball.
Man. All-American kickball.
Man, I was all MVP on dodgeball. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go to no college, but you know, in the hood, I'm known for dodgeball.
Yeah, all undefeated shirts and skins because I sweat too much. Ain't nobody want to guard me, so they be like, "Man, just let him score, man." We
like
ain't
in that movie,
him.
Along Came Polly. You're all hairy and sweaty.
Yeah, hairy, slimy. Like, damn, man, what did you? Damn, what is that? Nah, just let him score.
That's crazy. Hey, so when you were at LSU with Bregman, was that when Bregman tipped that waitress $500?
Or no, that was here in Houston.
That was here in Houston?
I thought it was here in Houston.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I just know saw the news, but I never like followed
the story. I didn't even know.
Is Bregman like on a Drake mission right now or something? Because he's just giving away money?
God's plan.
I don't know. Nah, not that I know of. I didn't even, what happened? I didn't even see that. What happened?
Him and his boys. Yeah. That's like the same guys that y'all were with.
You're my boys. What's
they
up,
went
baby?
To
Paps, what's up?
They went to a diner or some restaurant. They ordered water. And then they tipped her $500 because they heard
dope.
That.
It was in the news and everything. It was.
Yeah, they heard that somebody.
Shout out Big Daddy Bregman. That's what's up.
Yeah. Well,
and
speaking of Big Daddy Bregman,
you know what's funny? Is what, people what? Like, why? Well, yeah, why she should have? He should have gave him $5,000 or $1,000. Why only? I'm like, bro.
He only ordered water. If he would have gotten a meal, I'm sure he would have given her like $5,000.
No, but
you know, sometimes it's never enough.
Well, it's like just, you're helping somebody.
It's just those bitter people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The angry people that they're just like, oh yeah, he's just doing it for this, just doing it for that. You know. So you know, but let me now that we're talking about Bregman, let me play y'all this little clip. And the reason I'm asking about Bregman, you know, because today. Him and Mattress Mac gave away 500 turkeys
big
for Thanksgiving,
salute.
You know, so big shouts out to them.
What they
big
do?
Salute.
They gave away 500 turkeys.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, today at Mattress Mac at Gallery Furniture right there on 45 South. I shouldn't even be plugging them that much, man. He ain't even sponsoring the show, man. Mattress Mac, what's
Mattress
up,
Mac,
man?
What's
we
up,
need some
man?
Couch.
Mattress Mac, we sitting on, who is this, Paul? Who
my
is
boy, Jesse. What's up, Jesse?
Jesse Couch. That's what we're going to call him. We're going to sit on this couch.
Yeah. But Mattress Mac, that's our homie, though.
Yeah, man. Hey, dude, he does a lot of good for the community.
For
and,
sure.
and he's been
Love
doing it
Mattress
for years,
Mac.
Bro. He's been doing it for years. Well, check this out. I ran on social media. I ran into this video. And it's a guy talking about celebrities and Thanksgiving and turkeys. Y'all check it out. Listen to what he says.
About you celebrity niggas. Now, I don't know if y'all seen it or not, but I hope y'all see this motherfucker. Nigga, we don't want no motherfucking turkeys this year. We don't want no motherfucking turkeys.
So
we get food stamp. Get that through y'all motherfucking head. Nigga, we don't want now motherfucking turkeys for your little tax write-off and trying to make you look like you're doing something for the community. Do like Drake, bitch. Come through here with that bag and come pay a few of these bills. Bitch, give a couple of them junk and something to smoke. You know what I'm saying? But they can go get them $40 or $50. They gonna get them.
Yeah, don't bring
to
no
smoke.
Turkeys. Just
bitch,
you bring some
turkey,
rocks.
They gonna try to sell it to them. So we let y'all niggas know. Keep your motherfucking turkeys to this year. Bitch, don't even order no turkeys. Fuck a turkey. Bitch, come with that deal.
Yeah. He said, well, fuck a turkey. He must be in Alabama or something.
Well, man, you can't.
How do y'all feel about that? I mean,
I just want to know how to hear you write off a turkey.
Well, like for the celebrities, they spend the money to buy the turkey, so that's a tax write off. You know,
I definitely do think there are.
How much money could you actually write off?
How much is a turkey at the store? If it's like 12 bucks, like a 10-pound turkey.
Yeah. So if I buy 12 turkeys, I buy 500 turkeys times $12. That's only $6,000. You can't write off the whole six. You can only write a portion of the six.
Okay, so.
But I'm just saying it don't, but that's...
I mean, okay. No, I get you. I mean...
But there are people out there with that attitude. But, bro, you know what? If you don't want the turkey, then shit, don't go out there and get the goddamn turkey. Go sit and wait on your porch for somebody to come through with the
bag.
Like he said,
the crackheads are going to get the turkeys and sell them back to them anyways. So, I mean, wait till the crackhead come over, you know?
That ain't making no
sense. You know, part of it is, well, what we talking about, like Mattress Mac or Bregman, they did that at Gallery Furniture, so...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They did it, and that's like what we tend to do. We do it on site. Well, hey, if you want something, come over here. We got a feast coming on. Come eat with us. And that's a form of breaking bread, building communities. That's definitely something I encourage. If you want, you know, all of that. Or a lot of times, well, Jay Prince used to always have us come downtown to come to the shelters to, you know, to feed people, feed the homeless, whatever. And it's a way, a form of building, you know,
a bond,
a bonds amongst the community. Yeah. Yeah. And we all eating, not like we just serving and, you know, hey, here we go. You know, nah, we all eating. We all breaking bread together. We all, you know what I'm saying, communicating. And, you know what I'm saying, it's a way to just build bonds like that. But for sure, there's so many people who take advantage of, and they just come with the cameras, I think, should stay away. Now, when he says celebrities, I would say there's just as many people that aren't celebrities who do the same type of reaching. They come with cameras. They ain't celebrities. They trying to get likes and all that on social media, but they not necessarily per se celebrities. And it's more of them than it is celebrities doing it. But for sure, you know, I mean, hey, there's different ways to give back. You know, you could give blankets or jackets.
Donating your time.
You know, for sure. But I haven't seen too many people come through and just hand out money. I would not do it to strangers. I might do it to my hood and my people I know. But, you know, at the end of the day, you saying, hey, come through with a bag so that they can get something to smoke. So basically what you're saying is
support your habits.
You supporting the drug dealer. The drug dealer, the one who getting the money off of that. So what you're saying is a celebrity ain't cool for coming through to feed somebody, but a celebrity cool if they come buy you some crack rocks? I don't know. I agree with that at all.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think
he could have just been saying it, talking shit, or he could really mean it. Like if you want to help somebody, help them feel good. But you know, that type of enabling, sometimes I ain't gonna lie myself personally. Sometimes I might see somebody I know, and I know they're a dope fiend. I might just, hey, here go $10. Here go even $20 on film. You know, I might be wrong for that because this might be something wiser I could do with my $20. But at the same time, I do this to people I might personally know because I might be like, damn, fuck it. I know they down and out or whatever. Hey, man, go get something to eat, you know, whatever. You know, but still, a lot of times it's better if you – I don't recommend giving cash to nobody.
Hell no. It's like a double-edged sword, man, because, you know, like you say, like, you know, somebody that's a crackhead, you might give them the $10. By you giving him that $10, he might get his fix and could prevent like a robbery or something like that, you know, that they might be doing to get their fix. But it's like a double-edged sword, man. And you know, I think he was speaking the truth, but at the same time, it's like, dude, come on, man. You know, don't be telling people what to do with their own money. You know, if somebody wants to go out there and give out turkeys, let them go out and give out turkeys, you know? At least they're doing something to make the community better or making sure that there's, because a lot of people don't know, there's a lot of kids that probably won't be able to eat some for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people are going through tough times, especially after Harvey. A lot of people hadn't recovered from Harvey yet. And, you know, it's just, I guess, to me, I would never give money because I don't know what they're going to go do with that money. For all we know, they can be at the strip club, you know, throwing it away or whatever. So that's right. Why I don't give money. Which brings me to my next story. Did y'all see that thing about GoFundMe? About those? Do you remember the story about a year ago where the homeless man gave his last $20 to a blonde girl to put gas because she had ran out of gas or whatever and she didn't have her cards or whatever? So he gave her money. And then her and her boyfriend decided to start a GoFundMe page for the guy, for the homeless guy, to show his appreciation and all the stuff. So they raised over $400,000 for him. Then, you know, America was loving this story. They're like, oh my God, there's still good people out there, blah, 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 blah. Well, then the homeless guy was, I guess he made an accusation that they weren't giving him the money. The people that started the GoFundMe page were keeping all his money that was raised for him, and they were funding trips to Las Vegas and all these other trips with that money. And they bought like cars and all this stuff, whatever they could afford with $400,000. They started investigating them. Well, today, this morning, it came out that it was all a hoax that all three of them came up with just to make a quick cash. So, you know, they all planned it and everything. So now they got arrested. And I think today they were charged now. But this is my thing. That's why I don't like share GoFundMe pages or anything like that on social media, because you never know if they're really for the right reason or people are just trying to make a come up, you know? So, I mean, what do y'all think? How do y'all feel about that?
Man, that's very sad to hear people wasted their money to basically fund these people's trips to Vegas when they thinking they should be forced to get back all the money. Type of way. You know, I mean, if they ain't got it, they got to pay it off in payments. Because that's terrible, man. That's the ultimate scam, man. You know, that's just terrible because that money really could have went to helping somebody. And especially the man being in on it, I'm curious, was he a homeless man that was in on it? Like, did they come up with this plan and they came to him? Or did he, you know, how did all this formulate? Or was he just somebody who there was like, hey, I'm going to act like I'm homeless? You know, is it they like nephew or they cousin who they like?
I mean, they must have known each other. They must have known each other for them to trust each other that much, you know?
Yeah, that's terrible, man, to hear that, man, it was all a hoax.
And, you know, like, and when people, this is what kind of gets me mad. I've always been mad. It gets me mad because, look, GoFundMe was started to help people that couldn't pay for, like, surgeries and stuff like that. You know, it's like, hey, so-and-so's having surgery, man. The family needs some help. You know, here we go. Donate to that. And it's supposed to go to medical bills and all that stuff. Well, once people started catching up to, man, then, you know, the greedy always come out, man, you know. And because I remember I was getting messages on Instagram from people. Hey, man, can you share my link? You know, I'm not asking you to donate, but I need you to share your link with your followers. You know, and I would read the page and it was just about somebody. Hey, you know, how y'all doing? You know, my daughter, she's this one, blah, blah, blah. She's been doing good in school and I want to take her to Disney World. So I need y'all to help me pay for this trip. And another one's like, I'm a beauty, like a beauty queen contestant or whatever. And I need to raise this much money so I can go to nationals and all this. I'm like, hold up, man. This ain't the, you know, I'm not going to fund for you to go fucking go over there and, you know, it's not my kid, you know?
Yeah.
It's not my kid.
Sound
I mean,
like my cousins.
I haven't gone to Disney World, you know?
Right.
I mean, why am I going to pay for somebody else's kid to go to Disney World? But, you know, it's just how I feel, man. So what do y'all think about that? How y'all feel, man?
I mean, there are some people who just got extra money who feel like they helping by doing that. But I think it's like, you know, it's like when you're doing something for selfish reasons, it's like, and then you'd be upset because somebody ain't sharing it or ain't giving back. Oh, this messed up. Y'all, like the lady who was trying to get married and they wouldn't, she was trying to charge people to come to her. And then she, all right, we calling out the wedding since y'all don't want to put, like, come on now, that's out of line. Some things you got to earn for yourself. And if you can't afford to do it, then, you know, you then use that as an incentive to work harder. Or reprioritize how you spending the money you are making, or get you another job, or something. You know, if it's something is that important. Sometimes circumstances, or just overwhelming circumstances of any type of nature, can cause something to where there are type of people who would love to go to Disney World, who probably it might be a great experience for them. I feel you on that, all that, but at the same time, you know, hey, I got my priorities and bills and things I'm spending my money on, and that ain't one of them.
Yeah, man. Like, Gooey being over there very quiet, man. You ain't got nothing to say.
He gotta go. He was just about to ask us to share the GoFundMe link.
He created a GoFundMe page right now.
Like, shit, I'm trying to go back.
Right now, guys.
What are you trying to fund?
Click the link in our bio if you want to help GoFund us. That's what we need to do. We need to chill in the champ with Goo Hefner. We need to start a GoFundMe. Somebody to send us to Jamaica, man. We're going to Click the link in the bio. Y'all want to send us, do something, send us to Jamaica.
Yeah, Jamaica, where's that beach where it's legal? Is there a legal little smoke over there or no? Send us to where overseas where it's legal.
Amsterdam.
We've been there already. We've been there.
Well, some people haven't, Goo. You ain't got to act like.
You need a passport, bro. How you going to go?
Don't worry about it. You know,
how you going to go? We going to Skype you?
Like Tupac said, I'm a player with a passport, man. Don't worry about
that. We're going to have to Skype Chile.
see, that's why I'm saying,
call
man.
You in while we're on the beach.
Goo just wants to do everything for himself. He don't want people to be sharing the joy.
No, I'm just asking how we have to get our lie together so we can get the GoFundMe money.
The passport's going to be part of the GoFundMe.
Well, we got to say that again.
Passport renewal.
Now you can get a passport?
Yeah. I got a green card.
Are you eligible?
Yeah, I can, you know, it's like, that's another thing, man. That's why I'm about to start going through, man. I'm about to start going through my becoming a U.S. citizen process, man. And that's expensive, man.
Like, how much is it?
Well,
do you have to take a test or something?
Yeah, well, they give you a sheet that you got to study, like, know the questions, like, who's the president, the three branches of government, and all this stuff. Which
a bunch of shit that most Americans would probably fail.
Oh, probably a lot of people don't know.
Because I was just thinking three branches of government.
I think it's like the president, judicial, and the Congress, the House. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, House and the Senate.
Yeah. I think. See, we would have failed already.
Yeah, shit. Damn.
Goo, get on that. Google that for us. But
what happened?
See, they ain't paying attention. He already over there. Hey, man, what y'all. Hey, But y'all, so we were talking about the elections, man. Y'all see, like, you know, obviously Beto didn't win, so a lot of people were kind of mad about that. But, you know.
It was at the airport, though. You seen him at the airport?
Yeah, so Beto and Ted Cruz were at the airport.
And together?
They, yeah, they took a picture. They were at the same time.
Yeah, but they were flying out of Houston to Washington on the same flight. They say Beto came up to him and was like, hey, congratulations on your victory. And then he said,
what's up, bitch? Congrats.
And Ted Cruz said, these nuts. And then there were two.
I would like to let you know.
And Beto was like, yeah, that's cool. I'll see you in 2020.
Yeah, some people got them together and they took a picture. And they're in the same picture with the people.
Yeah, of course, we add in the commentary.
The commentary was what makes it fun.
Yeah.
So I thought everybody's like, it's pretty cool that they, you know, to whatever.
That is cool.
Did y'all see? Did y'all been following, like, you know, what was going on in Arizona? And, you know, they were doing the whole counting ballots and all that stuff. Finally, Democrat won. And now the big story is the Georgia one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Georgia, you know, the whole thing was going on with the governor.
Because he's over the...
He's overseeing the race. Right, right. And he's running for the race.
That's not right. That's conflict of interest.
And so they were accusing him of suppressing a lot of votes, intimidating voters from voting. And all the stuff. So
aren't they doing like recounts?
Well, they were doing the recounting to where the lady needed his opponent needed like about 500,000 votes to push a runoff or whatever. I guess she got it because now they're doing a runoff December 4th.
Oh wow!
But Monday, Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday, a court of law said that the state of Georgia violated a lot of, civil rights laws with the voters suppressing all that stuff.
No shit.
So it's not, Democrats are looking good because, you know, everything's going against the governor there. So they're going to have a runoff now. So now, you know, Republicans could lose Georgia. And Trump's going to be more pissed off because he lost the House when everybody was voting.
Oh, that's why he was saying that he thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
There's no way for it to be fair now because there's no way to tell who's voting later.
And he wants the governor of Georgia to be declared the winner. So it's like crazy. But, I mean, that's why you see, I heard today on the news that only 30% millennials voted this year. Like on this election, which is kind of scary because if you think, what the hell were the other 70% doing?
They need to make it some type of requirement. Like you can't get an ID unless you vote. You can't do this or that unless you vote. Or if you don't vote, you're fined or some shit like that. They need to. It's too much like and too many people just don't care. But I guarantee you if it was a requirement or you had to pay a fee, they'd get to that ballot.
I'm going to tell you what. They should be scared of the millennials, though. Because if 70% didn't vote, you need to be targeting those 70% of millennials that didn't vote. Because if you get that 70%, whoever wins it is going to be in trouble because they're going to get those votes.
You know, they say with the way our country's so divided now, man, they say it's going to be an independent that's probably going to end up winning next time around because it's just too biased to the right or to the left.
Damn.
You know, so even Bernie Sanders, he's independent now. You know, so there's a few others too that are running as independents. You know, and there's a lot of running as independents that lean more toward, you know, the Republican side as well. But they say that's what is going. You know, that's our country's so divided that it's going to take somebody that's not on either party to bring it together.
I think it was pretty cool. I think it's a start. We're at a good start just seeing Beto and Ted Cruz at a picture together after this whole thing. Because I mean. Was it you telling me, Paul, or something, that we saw that Beto was touring with a Republican?
Right.
During the elections, he was touring with a Republican campaigning together.
When he went to every county in Texas, he had a Republican with him as well. They were doing building bipartisanship, you know, just coming together. Well, I thought that was dope.
Yeah, because, I mean, it shows that, okay, look, Republicans, Democrats can come together and work together, agree to disagree, but, I mean, they can work together.
What you think, Beto, Crenshaw? 2020?
They were talking about Beto going for president, and he's got the vote. I mean, he's got the people that would allow him.
Now I'm talking about Beto and then Crenshaw, you know, the Navy SEAL who won, who was on SNL.
Man, what y'all think about him? No, because...
Honestly, bro, I got so much respect for him from his resume that I don't even know his policies at all. I don't know how he feels or thinks on anything. which to me is like, it's sad because it's shit. I respect him and admire him for, you know, his dedication to service and being a Navy SEAL, him being injured in war, going back, all of that. You know, I admire and respect that to the fullest, but I'm so curious about his policies because I want to like him so bad, man. That's my boy now. But I can't say he's my boy because I don't know what he's going for.
Yeah, I know he won. He won whatever he was going for. He won.
Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, the House.
What did y'all think about him going on Saturday Night Live? Did y'all think it was cool of him going? Or were y'all thinking of Saturday Night Live was just trying to put out a fire and said, hey, man, just come over here so we don't...
I think it was a win-win all around. First of all, the country didn't even know who he was before they shouted him out on Saturday Night Live. And then, it, you know, that might not have won the election for him, but he did win the election. And then when they had him on Saturday Night Live and they had him on, to come on and get the apology in person, they made a national superstar out of him for the Republican Party. Like, they didn't know who he was before. Everybody knows who he is now.
What's your boy's name? Who did?
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
I know, like, some people saying he fucked up. Man, I don't think he fucked up. I think 10 years ago, he would have fucked up.
He's doing comedy.
But not even comedy, man. We just, bro, look who our president is.
Yeah.
If our president can't get held accountable for the shit he does, bro.
Then a comedian definitely don't.
Bro,
yeah.
Like, then he's not going to get, I mean, I don't think he's going to people, bro, they're not talking about it no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, did it, boom. Then 2-3 days later, they ain't talking about the shit.
Well, we got to wait to see what Pete Davidson's going to do this weekend on the Saturday
night. I don't think people care because as long as he ain't going to say nothing about it, I know he ain't going to say shit about that no more.
I think it helped him out a little bit. Both. Who? Both. Pete Davidson and.
I think it took his mind off. Well, who was he dating?
Because all he was doing is Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
All he kept doing was the same thing over and
Every time I see a name, I think about Taco Bell.
You just saying what that priest said
at the funeral. It was at Aretha Franklin funeral.
Yeah,
I thought it was Taco Bell.
Oh, maybe that's where I got that shit from.
Yeah,
but I just keep thinking that shit. Oh, that's right. The preacher. Yeah. Oh, when did Bill he touch her or something?
He grabbed the wrap around.
Yeah,
on the side boob, the wrap around.
Yeah,
but then he later apologized for it.
Maybe he was blessing that boob. You never know, man. Give the man a chance, man.
It's like a 7-hour funeral or something, right?
Man. I don't know.
It was on pay per view. I'm sure they got it on DVD.
Well, you know the DVD man outside the club has it for sure.
It's on Blu-ray. You get it downloaded on iTunes. It's coming to Netflix.
He just giving you a USB drive now. Hey, he ain't got the CDs.
You talk to your boy?
Which boy?
The firefighter guy? That works at the
I seen the mayor was fighting it, ain't he? Ain't he fighting?
He's mad because they propositioned.
But did you know somebody that worked at was that you? Like they knew somebody who also worked as a security guard at.
I haven't seen him because I haven't gone back to that restaurant.
I was wondering, since they got the raise, he's like, man, fuck.
Well,
this,
firefighters are happy now, and then like a lot of people are mad that they gave.
Wait, so he's trying to fight the bill now?
Yeah, he's trying to.
From what I seen, they said. I mean, you know, I get my news from Instagram memes. So,
but it was
if it's online, it's legit.
It's legit. It's got to be real. It had over 20 likes, so it's got to be true.
If it's over 20,
because you know, if it's CNN, it's fake news. So if you see it online on the you're good.
It's IG
you're
news. Good. So,
yeah.
He hired like a lawyer with $1.3 million or something with the city's money. To fight it, but he's saying that.
I don't believe that, man.
He's fighting it. Yeah.
He really is.
He's fighting it. Well,
what I heard, what he's saying is there's just not enough money to give a raise. So if you want to give them a raise, they can get a raise, but we're also going to have to fire people to offset the cost. So it'll be fewer people making more money instead of more people making fewer money.
And in the mayor's defense, he has been saying that since before it got voted. He was saying
he said it was flawed. It's a flawed prop.
But I also saw so I've seen another side where they were saying all the money he's quote unquote saying. He said he's been saying this shit since he's been in office.
Yeah.
So they're spending all these millions of dollars and we still flooding. Like, shit, bro, 288 floods when you spit on the ground.
And we need to bring the pothole prop back because, man, them potholes.
Them swingers are big.
Yes, bro. Oh, my God.
Bro,
I keep tearing my wheels up.
When they had a vote and we voted against those red light cameras.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they were like, well, shit, it don't matter.
They wasted all that money
still.
Yeah.
Nah, they kept them. Yeah. They didn't go away. They kept the cameras because they said, well, we spent too much money, so we got to do it. So it was like a vote for nothing.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me.
Well, it was a company that they had to hire to run the camera. See, that's the thing. When they say we get the red light cameras, the city is not watching it. They hire a company to watch the cameras.
They
need to
hire
stuff.
The same people who do the toll booth.
Man. But see, that's what they're saying. It's like, why letting people come in and invest money on the toll road and then you sell it, they get it at the end of the day. So now everybody that's like a Canadian company owns the toll roads.
Well, oh, wow.
So know, they're making all the money, so not the city.
Company is Ted Cruz? Does he work?
No. I'm pretty sure.
Hey, this is a little political humor.
Was that Beto's dad? I mean, his father-in-law got that contract?
Yeah, but see, you know, look, I'm going to tell you, man.
Wait.
Politics is all messy. But
we all want the firefighters to get paid, man.
You know, back to that.
One thing we can't play with is when we need services.
Teachers need a fucking raise.
Right, bro. There's so much. I mean,
I'm not paid enough money.
I'm not in charge of the money, and I know it's always under a shortage of funds, but man, we got to pay some
people. Let me tell you, though, this fireman thing has been going on for years. It's not just with Sylvester Turner. It's been with mayors before.
One of my friends is a firefighter.
Yeah.
My boy's sister. So we're Facebook friends. I went to school with her.
Oh, just and so y'all are friends just because y'all on Facebook?
No, I went to school with her, dumbass. Oh, okay. So,
Look at him.
No, listen. But she's been complaining about this being underpaid.
Oh, yeah.
They worked with 12, whatever. But so my thing is, because I ain't been keeping up with, I thought it was over with. What is the mayor saying we need to do instead?
Well, apparently from what I know, and this is just what I know, not like I know a lot or anything, so save your comments and angry emails or whatever, is it's $100 million that has got to come up. Okay. You know, that's how much it's going to cost to give like the fire department $100. I mean, the races, $100 million. The mayor's saying that we don't have the money. So in order for him now, he's going to have to lay off like cops and firefighters. He has a hiring freeze right now for city employees and all that stuff.
And so I heard that wasn't true, but I don't know why.
That's what he's
too deep.
That's what they're saying. So,
but I heard that wasn't true. He wasn't going to have
to. I made a post on my Instagram page and, you know, I had a lot of people coming in, going after me.
What'd you say?
I said, because I saw on a news website on Channel 11, I saw a post where it said that the mayor is fighting against Proposition B, like with taking legal action, basically, with he hiring attorneys and all this stuff to
find.
Crazy. But my post was like, dude, come on, man, do your job. How come you if you're so worried about there's no money, why don't you take a pay cut? You know,
that's true.
Because he's like the third highest paid mayor in the nation. He makes about $260,000 a year.
But your boy holds something, man.
But you know, so my post was, hey, why don't you just take a pay cut if you feel that much like you care that much about the city? Take a pay cut. I'm sure one of your, you know, you take $100,000, that'll fund one or two or three salaries for some firemen because they don't make that much. They make them. Cadets coming out make like $26,000 a year or
man,
something like that.
There
you know,
ain't no way in hell,
so it's like, dude, you're complaining about this stuff, but you're also like, people started going after me saying, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, would you take a pay cut if it was your job? I was like, well, then don't, you know, the people voted, the city voted for it.
This is something that, you know, even though this is a different topic, this is like something we can learn on all ends of the spectrum. Because on this, I done heard very smart people explain this to me on both sides, and they both sound right, and I can't agree. And then, you know, to me, what it comes down to is, should they get paid more, regardless of where the money's coming from, or should they get paid more? I feel like they should get paid more, so I'm feeling like, okay, we should vote for it. That's just me personally, but at the same time, I hear the mayor's explanation, I hear where they come, and that makes perfect sense to me as well, but, you know, from where they coming from, but I'm just like, man, you know, We are, there's different ways to get to the end goal, and it's not always the same way, you know. So they could both be right, and it's just which way are we gonna do now, or is there another way we could come up with the money? I definitely, you know, taking a pay cut, something like that, is definitely a very humbling thing that few will do. I've done it in the past, and it didn't help me out. I've also done it in the past, and it did help me out, you know, and I've seen it in the past hurt people. I've seen it help people. Yeah. So it can go both ways, you know, but, you know, it's a humbling thing, and it's something that, you know, you definitely commend or you salute. Like when you say, like, Tom Brady taking a pay cut, this or that, or, you know, well, it's working. So they say, okay, well, it works, but it don't always work. Sometimes they get you to do that and you lose, and they just doing that so they can make more money. So it's, you know, for sure, I feel like, definitely at the least, if he took a pay cut, we'd all would respect where he's coming from a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, because then we're like, okay, well, at least you leading by example by taking a pay cut.
Honestly, does a mayor need, and I'm not saying him, I'm not saying Sylvester Turner.
It's not personal to him. This is just me, like, in general. This is like if we was talking about the president should do this or that. It's not necessarily Trump. It's all presidents.
But see, that's why Bill White, remember Bill White?
Right.
He cut a lot of unnecessary spending and stuff like that when he got in the office. You know, he said, I don't need a personal chef. And, like, people would see him in the tunnels downtown. There's, like, walking underground through, yeah. tunnels. And there's restaurants. And he would be going to restaurants and getting food there.
You know, Fish Mama used to always tell me Bill White was going to turn the city around. He going to help the city. She used to always say that. Now, Bill White, the one. He the one. She used to always say that, if I remember correctly.
But, see, every mayor apparently
Ms. Gladys. What's up, Ms. Gladys?
They've been going at it with the fire department because I guess they got to give them contracts. So that's what the problem is. The city, they haven't given the firefighters a contract. They just keep kind of like putting a Band-Aid over the rip. Right. Basically, that's what they're doing. They're saying, oh, man, you know, this year we got to pay this, we got to pay that.
I'm surprised the firefighters didn't have no fucking walkout.
Well, I mean, a lot of people said, like, you know, they're...
Yeah, that's everybody's mind. What are you going to do when you need them and they can't get
that's
there?
That's my thing. I was like...
We don't always need them just for fires. There's so much other stuff they
car accidents. Car accidents. They need somebody to be cut open with the jaws of life. Firefighters go there.
The ambulance, somebody dying.
But see, that's what they said, first responders.
Ambulance.
The ambulance. But you know, that's what I'm saying. It's first responders. You got to give I always give... I mean, no matter who's right or who's wrong, I'm pretty sure it can be worked out. You know, because a lot of things that I'm hearing, I don't know how much truth to this there is. The police union is fighting against the firefighters. They're the ones kind of with Sylvester Turner fighting against it, because if they give a raise, then HPD is not going to get it, you know. So they're kind of fighting on it. So there's plenty of blame on both sides to go around. You know, they both been taking shots at each other.
Well, we're going to sit back and wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's good
that we're... At the end of the day, I think they need to get that money. They deserve
to get paid. Yeah, we got to find a way to get
first responders
money.
And teachers.
Somewhere.
First responders and teachers need
to
get paid.
What they need to do is tax the Rockets more. Because
Carmelo Anthony was a waste.
We need to take his contract out of the way. But, hey, man, look, speaking of that...
We going soft in the paint like Carmelo.
Hey.
Bun, we need you to get on that remix. Man, I'm going to tell you, I wasn't a big fan of Carmelo coming to Houston. And I didn't want, you know why? Because I'm still upset how he dissed us the first time when
that's
they
the same
took
shit
him out.
I said, but
they took
somebody
that
said that was their homeboy.
Yeah.
And he ain't been claiming them lately, though, but I ain't going to say no name.
Man, Cricket does make some good phones, man. They got
the
iPhone now, man.
Fabulous. The same phones, man. Hey, shout out to Cricket.
Yeah, shout out to Cricket, man.
Hey, on another note, on a sad note, man, Lamar High School, man. Y'all see that?
Man.
Three kids have passed away in 2 weeks from that school, man.
They had a drive-by shooting, apparently, and they killed an 18-year-old student.
First they had a murder-suicide.
Okay, the two kids at their home.
Suicide at the home.
Okay.
And then the next week, they had an actual murder. That's what it was. They apparently a kid was walking off campus, got shot. And then the shooter stood above him.
That's crazy.
Man, he said 15 times, bro.
Well,
that's nuts.
That's a lot of anger, bro.
15 times.
That's a lot of anger. I mean, they said if it was like anything, like they was drug-related,
money?
They said
it was gang-related. But the news said it was gang-related. But my thing was they shut down Yates, too. So they shut down Lamar.
They shut down safety.
Yeah. But they wouldn't have any afternoon games, activities. That's how they did say it was gang related. But man, my thing was, I wanted to ask y'all, because if they're saying Yates, right? So apparently the kid that passed away was from Third Ward, right?
Yeah.
Which means you're not zoned to Lamar.
Okay. Do Where's Lamar at? Like
Lamar's in River Oaks.
Oh, okay.
River Oaks. Felipe is
it's like yeah. Westheimer and somewhere around
yeah.
there. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's right next to like St. John's.
Okay.
So I heard St. John's may actually be adding security now.
When did they make Papa John's St. John's?
Nah, they ain't no saint, but that's a hey, that's one of the most exclusive private schools in the nation.
St. John's.
St. John's, one of the most expensive. Yeah. Like that's you might as well go to college. Like yeah. that's it's super yes. expensive. So I'm just like, but I was wondering, because somebody had brought this up on Facebook. This is why okay. I'm talking about it. Do you think that eventually they are going to say, hey, man, you know what? We're going to stop allowing kids going to go to schools that they're out of district in, right? Nah. Like my nephew, he's on to like Bel Air. I mean, he's not zoned to Bel Air, but he goes to Bel Air, but he's on to Madison. So he goes to Bel Air because of their arts program that they have there, right? So he was... So he was able to get in because of his grades sports and all scores. That stuff. Yeah. Nah, it wasn't sports. It was for his grades.
So they were
stuff.
Recruiting, right?
For his grades. Nah, it was for his grades. Arts, yeah.
you know what? I was just talking about this with my kids. You know, this stuff is never a problem until it's a problem.
Exactly.
And then it's, you know what? Hey, we've been letting y'all make it. Hey, we stopping all that. You know, and they would have every right to do that, to say that.
That's not the solution,
It's terrible because a lot of people are coming from an environment to a new environment that helps lead. Like, because we personally know a lot of people who went to these schools, Bel Air, Lamar, that, you know, that were from the hood and they came out of there and excelled in sports, arts, all type of different type of programs that they might not have excelled in had they been at a school that they was particularly zoned to, you know. And one of the things that comes to mind is, you know, it's never a problem until it's a problem. But you see this where it's the same thing where you like Booker T. Washington, brand new facility, brand new everything facility right there. You know, they tore the old Booker T. Washington down. They got the brand new one put up. And, you know, this is when we have lower income neighborhoods with wretched, decrepit, worn down schools, that's not the environment we want any child to be in. Now, I understand different neighborhoods have higher tax dollars. That's why they supposedly have better schools and all that. But, I mean, I just feel like, you know, sometimes you go to some of these schools and these are million-dollar facilities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, man, you could take some of this money and take the asbestos out of Yates. That's you know what I'm saying? You could at least give them some Wi-Fi. But they tried to shut it down and do all type of other things. You know, it's like, man, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's tough to say that because we want, you know, we want people to, if you have an opportunity to go to a new environment.
Give them a better chance to succeed, right. Basically.
We want our children, our youth to succeed, and we want to get them every tool possible. We want, you know, whatever. So it's terrible when we see that, you know.
What was your attorney, was it Yolanda?
Yeah, Yolanda Jones.
Ms. Jones, I saw her on the news this summer fighting about that because it was a school a neighborhood in the third ward or something by Yates, but they weren't allowing the people from that were sown there to go there because it was like a high, like, you know, it was like a good school. And all the people wanted their kids to go to that school, and they weren't allowing like the people that actually live there to go.
You know, they do that in Fourth Ward too. The school right there, I think, is Lincoln. I think that's the name of it, but I don't know. They built a new facility, but that whole area is now kind of Midtown, or you know, they're sending
that what they call Edo, which is East Downtown.
Yeah, but they're sending kids from River Oaks and Midtown to the schools, and then the kids that are in Fourth Ward, they're trying to
send them to Yates and other schools.
Schools, it's like, yeah, man.
She was fighting about that, and I think that's where it all fails, man. Because look, the solution is this: if you take away all those programs and tell kids, okay, you got to go to this school, you can't come to this school, it's still not going to stop kids from driving and doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? I think, like today, I saw on the news that the parents said it's either the school going to provide more security for the kids, or the parents are going to provide their own security. They said it on the news already. So regardless, they don't care. They're like, either the school district's gonna take care of our kids or we are. So they said they were gonna hire security or whatever. So
you know, some things you can't prevent no matter what, but there's also a type of expectation of security when you go into school. Like, you go to school to learn. Like, there's a certain expectation level of, you know what I'm saying, you should be protected while you're learning. You know, like school, church, different type of thing.
You don't
like,
expect to be right, you don't, but, in danger.
But if the streets is, if something got your name on it, if it's meant to be, then it's going to happen one way or another, no matter where you're at. You could be eating in a restaurant, watching a movie, you know, some things, you know, but for sure, I don't know what are the security measures? Are they, you know what I'm saying? Metal detectors, or are they more monitoring?
Feel, I think more like
more security, security actual officers. Security, yeah. But it's crazy because we're getting to just such a militarized state in that we barely can afford to pay the teachers.
Yeah.
But now we got to hire more security. You know, it is what the ratio is just upgrading, you know, security to teachers. So what's it going to be? And one day is it going to be there's, you know, one security guard for every teacher? You know what I'm saying? And, shit, and if the, a school thing, got 30 teachers, 20 teachers, shit, man.
But it doesn't even fit because even if you arm the teachers and all the stuff like people are saying and stuff like that, they were standing outside of the school when this happened.
Right, and the teachers
can't be everywhere at all the time, you know?
Well, you know, some of that too is, you know, in that when you're in that situation, you might feel like, oh, if I catch this person, when I catch him, it's on, or I'm looking for him, I'm just waiting. They could have been waiting for him to come out. They could have been, or it could have just been, I don't see nobody, so fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, it could be any, you know, who knows? We just looking from the outside looking, and we don't know, you know, whoever is, we don't mean no offense to none of this. We have positive, good intentions. That's all we have in our beliefs and whatever we trying to say, whatever suggestions we have, we don't know it all. We're just
discussing, which is a discussion, which is kind of, it's good to talk about it because it brings awareness.
Right.
And other people can learn like that. Did y'all see about that 10-year-old girl that somebody tried to kidnap her? The guy pulled over and told her, hey, your brother got in an accident. He wants me to come pick you up. And then she said, what's the password? Like the code word. And he didn't know it. So the girl took off running and the guy took off. But like the craziest thing is that her mom had told her something they came up with. And like, all right, look, if it's an emergency or something.
They said they just came up with it like 6 months before that.
Yeah, to where they said, hey, if somebody says that you send them to pick you up, we have a safety word. And you have to ask for it and make sure they give it to you. So a lot of people are saying, man, that's what saved the little girl from getting, you know, kidnapped.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, man. And that's why we're talking about it, because if they hadn't said that, we wouldn't know about that. Now we can implement it to our kids or nieces or nephews and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, the bottom line is that people lost their lives, which is always sad, man. You know, it shouldn't be like that way, especially around the holidays, man. It's always the toughest, man.
And, you know, one thing that gets lost is that not just the child, the young man whose life was taken.
Yeah.
His family, his community, his church, his relatives. And the young man who pulled the trigger, his family, his relatives, his community, his church, his it affects so many people that it's not just one person that was lost. The whole community is torn and shaken by this. Now there's you know, fears of retaliation. There's thoughts of retaliation. There's people fed up, wired up. It's a never ending cycle. Especially around the holidays, man, it's something that we hope that's why we talking about it, because we want to at least be aware about it. We want to, you know, be open about it. And if there's something we can learn or change or gain from this, we want to move forward and it's not just going to stop itself. You know, we have to do something to stop all of this, and we ain't got the answers. If you have any suggestions, please email us, chillinthechamp@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Hit us on the website.
And like, remember during the summer when we were doing the podcast, you know, when we started, I always said, man, come on, the OGs need to step up, you know, and kind of say something, because when I say the OGs, I mean everybody, you know what I'm saying? The adults got to step in and take care of people. You know, if they see something that's wrong, they kind of be like, hey, man, chill, you know.
But I don't think these kids listen nowadays.
Well, one thing we can only control is what we have control over. Yeah. So, like me, for instance, those aren't people that I can personally reach out to and say, hey, stop, do this. The people that were involved in shootings. But the youth who do look up to me, or, you know, even if it's just my neighbor or my homeboy's little homie, you know, or some, you know, the youth that I can control, it gives me an opportunity to bring this up to them and tell them, hey, man, you see that? Let me tell you why this fucked up. This is what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be doing all this shooting and this and that, you know, cause, you know, it gives us an opportunity to do what we can control. So that's, I definitely feel like we all should take this opportunity to reach out to whoever we can just to school them on some type of gain and some knowledge. But for sure, there is a huge portion of the youth, which usually are the ones who are doing stuff like this, who don't listen to us or won't listen to no OG because they feeling, you know, like this is what how they have to earn their stripes, or they feeling ostracized by whatever they feeling.
They want to feel welcomed by other kids, so they said, if I do this, they're going to like me or something like that.
And it's a whole society, you know, it's not just one thing. It's a culmination of all the movies, the music, the TV shows, the rhetoric, the talking, the video games. Like, I mean.
Speaking of that, remember, sorry to interrupt you. Now that you said it's the music culture or whatever they're listening to, did you see about the judge from New York that for the Tekashi thing, where he came out and says, man, I regret not giving him any jail time because of all his stuff he's been doing and acting out? It's like, dude, that you regret it? You should have thought of that before the attorney, you know? He's got some good attorneys, man, because he's spending some money on them because they're getting them off a lot of stuff, man. So, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, people want to just be cool with people now. They don't think about the consequences down the road. And that's where I think people need to start doing now. Just think about, okay, can this get me in trouble now or later? You know? So that's why I started like calling everybody up, apologizing to everybody and saying, hey, man, sorry if I grabbed you by the you know what. Don't want that to come back and haunt me when I'm running for office or in my deathbed or anything like that.
So, what'd he say after you told him that?
No.
What'd he say?
Good, what you say?
What happened?
Nah, man, but you know what, man? Hey, thanks to everybody that's been following us and supporting us, man. You know, a lot of people, they show us love, man, you know. Paul, man, you got any big plans for the Big Turkey Day?
Yep, a whole lot of grubbing.
Yeah.
A whole lot of being thankful, you know.
I have a lot to be thankful, bro, even though, you know, I lost my job at the beginning of the year and everything, I got a lot to be thankful because look where we're at now, man. There would be no Chile and the champ if I hadn't lost my job. Wouldn't be kicking it with y'all. And, you know, I'm blessed, man. I'm alive. I'm breathing. You know, bills are getting paid late, but they still getting paid. So it don't matter, man. I'm good. So I'm thankful for everything, man. I'm thankful to y'all, everything, man. People's Champ beer, number one.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, make sure y'all get the People's Champ beer because when is it over? It's a seasonal
over in November,
beer,
right? Yep. It's over at the end of November. So basically right now, while supplies last, if you see a store that has it, sell out, that's it. It's out. It's sold out till next year. You'll still be able to get it on tap at 8th Wonder, but not the cans. And even though what's on tap, you know, it's still kind of seasonal with it. But also, you know, this week on Thanksgiving, we got my new mixtape dropping with DJ High C.
Certified.
Frozen Face Volume 1. Frozen Face Volume 1. So make sure you check that out. It's coming Thanksgiving.
Hold up, man. You going to Thanksgiving touring or anything?
Yeah, we actually have a big show with me, Lil Kiki, I think Zero, Slim Thug.
Was that a White Oak or?
White Oak Music Hall on Thanksgiving night. So, yep, we looking forward to that.
Man, I'm going to have to go slide through there, man. It's going to be an H-Town Fest right there, basically. Sir. That's what you're saying.
Yes, sir. A lot of people are asking about merch. We will have a merch there at the show on Thanksgiving. You know, so come through and kick it.
Shit, I might be the one selling merch. I say, 2 for you, 20 for me.
Already.
2 for you, 20 for me. Yeah, you know what, man? We appreciate y'all. And we want everybody to have a nice, safe Thanksgiving, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, people, if you're going to drink, don't drive. Get an Uber. It's cheaper, man. It's not worth like the 70 or 100 bucks you're going to spend to get to where you need to go. It's little compared to like the $20,000 if you get a DWI. That's going to cost you. You lose your job, or you could
to jail.
You know, you can end up getting a wreck where somebody loses their life, and you don't want that. So, dude, please get Uber, Lyft, a cab, or a designated driver. Man, just plan ahead. And you know, I'm gonna try to make it to that show. Paul is looking very enticing.
Yes, sir.
And shouts out to everybody out there, man. We love y'all, man. Have a safe safe Thanksgiving. Goo, anything you want to say?
No.
All right. That. Thank you for the from the wise words from Goo Hefner right there. All right, man. Church.